Remote learning has shaken up the way educators teach and how teachers measure student growth. Some worry students may fall behind without in-person instruction. The fear is more for students already struggling in school. Educators say just because learning looks different during the pandemic doesn't mean students do worse. Dana Vollmer reports some argue now is the time to reconsider how to assess students.
The question, how are students performing, is not straightforward this school year. Most students have learned virtually since March. Lessons aren't the same as in the classroom, and neither are the ways educators grade them. Diane Wolf is Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction for District 87. She says the traditional A, B, C, D, F grading system doesn't mean the same now.
Have students going through a traumatic event as a society. So if we continue to use the same benchmarks that we always have, what does that say about us as educators? We really should be taking this time to teach kids resiliency, new ways of looking at things. And so the A may be that for right now, our benchmark has changed.
She says that might mean A students just show up for remote learning every day, give it their best shot, learn new technologies, and cope with the stress of a global health emergency. It may not be traditional, but Wolf says she guarantees no one is sitting around not learning anything.
That's really important that we do not discredit what's happening every day in family life. You know, we have kids that are learning fractions because they're baking with a parent or a guardian. They're not doing it on a worksheet, maybe, but they're actually doing and applying the skills. We have students that are reading for how to maneuver a new game that they want to play. That's still reading.
It's too soon to tell how COVID-19 hinders student performance. Projections by the Brookings Institute before school began suggested students would return this fall with 70% of gains in reading from the previous year. The number is lower for math, less than 50% retention. Brookings researchers suggest younger students lose more. But early data from student assessments this fall show students fared better than originally feared. Wolf says she does not worry students will lose an entire year of learning. She says they may need to shore up certain skills, but that's true every school year. State Superintendent Carmen Ayala says students can learn without traditional grades as long as they get assessment and feedback.
So what does that look like? We're encouraging our educators to use ungraded polls, to use surveys, quick writes, interviews, mini conferences, and learning logs to help students synthesize learning and help teachers gauge students' progress.
Ayala says formats like multiple choice and true-false may be easier to administer, especially in a remote environment, but they don't reveal enough about student understanding. With students out of the classroom, faculty do fewer competency and readiness checks on growth. For instance, Bloomington High School and some others canceled final exams. The state encourages educators to prioritize project-based learning, to talk about where kids need more supports, and to have students write about what they've learned. Ayala says these principles should transcend remote learning. Many teachers have pushed for alternative ways to measure student growth for years. That's what the whole standards-based grading movement is about. Lindsay DiMartino with ISU's College of Education says the pandemic is a good opportunity to think about what education can be rather than default to the status quo. DiMartino says the stakes are now higher for some students.
There's cause to be concerned over running the risk of broadening and reinforcing the social divide. So then emerging from the digital divide, the social divide results in an online penalty where it's more severe for struggling and vulnerable students.
DiMartino says the learning outcomes have less to do with students and more to do with how schools provide equitable and inclusive education, and student assessments are part of that. Educators are adjusting to the digital divide by altering course structure. Sarah Deal Hunt is Heartland Community College's enrollment chief. She says teachers are scaling back to the bare essentials to make it less overwhelming for students. Deal Hunt says they change when they introduce some course material so students can catch up if they miss something.
So that if a student does take a little bit longer to get acclimated and get the hang of things, they haven't fallen so far behind that they get discouraged. So offering opportunities toward the mid and latter parts of courses to make up ground for shown improvement.
District 87's Diane Wolf says she understands concerns about students' performance, but she says it's up to parents and teachers to make sure students keep up.
This idea that students are going to be behind is a really scary narrative to tell kids. As the adults in a child's life, it is our job to remind them of what they have learned and what they can learn, instead of looking at this experience as the worst thing that's ever happened to them.
Wolf says when students return to the classroom, the focus will be on moving forward, not what they missed by being remote. I'm Dana Vollmer.